As part of the church, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia is exempt from the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate, but its collection of 18 affiliated charities, including several nursing homes, is not. Brigham Young University law professor Frederick Geddix says the law requires the charities to provide contraception coverage or, through their religious accommodation, allow a third-party insurer to offer those services on their behalf.
What these religious nonprofits, what they're really objecting to is not just supplying the contraceptives because they don't have to supply them, but they don't want anyone else to supply them either. And that I think, is a very tricky claim.
The charities argue that by passing those duties on to others, they still support contraception, and that violates their religious beliefs. If they fail to provide coverage through the accommodation, the charities must pay a fine of $100 per day per eligible employee, an excessive sum that they say would shut them down.
Most of the religious nonprofits have received some sort of temporary relief, preliminary injunction, or something like that. A few, most prominent of which is the Notre Dame case, been denied preliminary relief. But eventually, somebody's going to have to make a decision on the merits of those cases.
Geddix says the suit is likely to be affected by the Supreme Court's ruling in the Hobby Lobby case, expected at the end of June. That covers similar legal ground, but involves for-profit businesses, which are not eligible for any accommodation. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.